Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Thursday afternoon. Cloudy skies today with our high nearing 37. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Snow showers likely overnight, cloudy with a low around 13. North winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More snow possible on Thursday, otherwise sunny with a high nearing 27 and 6 Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, more money could be coming into the state of Kansas from after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has announced $1 billion. And 100 ongoing cleanup efforts across the nation regarding hazardous sites and the environment. WIBW reports that some of the cleanup just include the 57th and North Broadway Street in Wichita, Central Yards, and the Plating Incorporated sites in Great. According to the EPA, they say that thousands of contaminated sites exist. Hazardous waste was left out in the open or improperly. Includes manufacturing. Jobs, as well as these sites being repurposed for a host of uses such as public parks, office spaces, furniture housing, warehouses, solar, and more.
Rusty Egg Ford, customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Here's the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for. In stock and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no. Finance team will help. For all your auto repair needs, we can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service and can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. Insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership to best overall safety. And drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we'll save you any money.
7, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, who placed the $15 bet on winning the game, making the first legal sports bet of last year. The $165 proceeds that she won from the bet to charity. As KSNT News reports, the Mahomes charity and has seen a dramatic grants in the last 2 years since it was founded. The company of State Farm has also to the foundation after Mahomes won the league MVP award, donating at just over $15,000 to the Mahomes Foundation. The Chiefs star. The organization says they are working to better the lives of the Kansas City metro area. In other news, law enforcement man has died after he suffered a medical emergency and crashed his turnpike.
We're aware of some buffering issues on the audio this morning. They had some issues with their internet delivery service down at Wichita yesterday, and I think are back on plan B. That's not working quite as well as it should, so bear with us. Our Mid-America reports, including Kansas-Nebraska News, Mid-America Sports, and the Mid-America Ag Networks may have some issues off and on today. Apologies for the inconvenience.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing sky-high prices across the nation after the avian flu, across the state of Nebraska are working with the FDA to try and change rules that nationwide, U.S. chicken producers could be selling up to near 400 million producers, lowering the price of eggs as chicken farmers statewide. National Chicken Council Trade Group and submitted a formal petition. Drug Administration, asking them to drop the rule that was passed in to chicken producers from selling their excess eggs because they are right away. According to the Chicken Council, they estimate is prohibiting the sale. Away, rendered, or used for animal food. Nebraska, Mid-America Network.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday approved submitting a state grant for improvements along the 7th Street corridor north of US 36 to Calhoun Street that would serve to connect the Blue River Rail Trail northwest of the Historic Depot to the Pony Express Plaza downtown. The trail would run down the center with north-south traffic flow adjacent. Overflow parking areas would be included on the west portion of the city-owned property, west of the Historic Depot, and related drainage and storm sewer improvements would be included in the estimated $3.3 million project. CES Group had previously prepared a draft plan, and representatives with the Trails and Depot Group had met with city council and staff providing input. A meeting is planned this Friday morning at 10 a.m. and is open to the public at City Hall. The grant has no match requirements with a $30 million pool, and the project range from $500,000 to $10 million with work to be completed within 2 years of the award grant. Council approved going out for bids for removal and reconstruction of the parking at City Park north of the tennis courts. Sidewalk replacement and parking for 20 vehicles would be included. Updates were presented by the city administrator, who advised work would be advertised for bid on 11th Road South. It's hoped that one-lane traffic could be used during construction. A waterline project incorporating South 8th and Elm Streets is planned, and Hall Brothers has advised that blacktop overlay of North 11th Road and 16th Street are a priority project this spring. Discussion was held regarding how the city best proceed with engineering for 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads, with Mayor Jason Barnes expressing concern with a $275,000 price tag for engineering that could lay idle for several years. Councilmember Jeff Keating spoke in favor of a master plan that would incorporate all possible improvements with hopes that a total project could be cost beneficial. Zoning changes were approved from ag to industrial at 1341 Pony Express Highway east of Marysville for a food distribution warehouse, and residential to single-family residential light industrial at 5th and May Streets, where Dan Hoyer Construction is proposing a home and shop facility. Ideas were shared for repurposing and utilizing the 1930s-era chapel and restrooms in the city cemetery. It was built as a WPA project, but has never been used for anything except storage. Concern with maintenance on city-owned buildings on the Kester Block were shared. Consensus was the city should do more to adequately maintain the buildings. And approval was given for Sadie Geffert to replace Adam Turner on the Convention and Tourism Committee with a term through 2025. On a 5-2 vote, the Prairie Hills USD 113 School Board Monday voted to close the Wetmore K-12 Academic Center at the end of his school year. The board stated the extensive studies and declining enrollment, as well as difficulties in distributing resources, make it a challenge to keep the facility open. Layoffs will not occur. Employees will be given a chance to continue jobs within the district, and a window will be extended for employees to retire who are eligible for district benefits. A faulty weld in a pipeline bin reportedly contributed to a crude oil spill in Washington County December 7th, releasing some 14,000 barrels before the line was shut down. Cleanup continues and is expected to cost some $480 million, with as many as 800 workers on site during the process. Operator TC Energy is checking other parts of the pipeline with a manufactured weld on a fitting connecting sections of pipe. Mill Creek was affected, but rivers downstream and a reservoir were not. Officials have advised that prompt response from the energy company and Washington County were instrumental in containing the spill quickly. The line was closed for some 3 weeks. Committee hearings with the Kansas House Energy Committee are planned on the matter next month. Gage County authorities are asking public assistance with information regarding vandalism at the Blue Springs Cemetery, which was reported January 19. A fence and two headstones were damaged, with vehicle tracks and parts of a vehicle damaged that were recovered. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or Gage County Crime Stoppers at 402-228-4343. Maxine D. Reynolds, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Maxine Reynolds. Phyllis A. Hoffman, age 97, of rural Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ, rural Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Hoffman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, an egg salad sandwich, tomato bisque, celery and carrots, fruit cocktail, and a cookie. Tomorrow, spaghetti with meat sauce, French bread, green beans, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from early this afternoon until early Thursday afternoon. Staying cloudy and breezy today with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Snow showers are likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy and breezy with our lows in the lower to upper teens. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Several inches of snow accumulation may be possible. Some snow showers early on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Even cooler throughout Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. But warming up throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Even warmer throughout Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And mostly clear Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 45, record high on this date, 73. The average low, 22, and the record low, 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:19. Sunset this evening at 6:04. National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch in effect through midday Thursday. Accumulations of snow could range 4 to 6 inches south of U.S. 36, 6 to 8 inches north of U.S. 36. That according to the latest prognostication. A gusty north wind, 30 to 40 miles an hour, will cause blowing and drifting snow and reduced visibility at times. Again, a winter storm watch in effect through midday Thursday for all of our listening area in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Current radar indication of snow across the high plains of eastern Colorado. That activity extending south into New Mexico. That will track our way, and that's the winter storm approaching through midday Wednesday through midday Thursday with winter storm watch prompted as a result. 32 degrees this hour. Rainfall reports all over the map yesterday. We were probably in the 30, 35 hundredths of an inch range here at studios. I'm hearing reports here locally of an inch or more. Depends where you're at, I guess, and where your rain gauge was. Again, 32 degrees this hour with a cloudy overcast. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 15th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:19.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Several all-new 2023s in stock at the Nordis Motor Company include the Buick Envision Essence and Buick Envision Avenar. They have a 2023 Buick Enclave, 2023 Chevy Traverse, and Chevy Equinox. Test drive a new 2023 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville today.
The Red Hot Bucks can't lose.
Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Celtics and Bucks 1-2 in the NBA East went mano a mano in Milwaukee. It went to overtime. Down one, the Bucks' Drew Holiday looked to play hero.
Giannis walks the dog as he rolls it to midcourt. Picks it up. Drives in. Kicks it out. Connaughton passes to Holiday. Squeezes off a three for the lead. And he bears the cup straight on.
The call on WTMJ. Holiday led all scorers with 40 points. The Bucks won their 11th straight, 131-125 in OT over the Celtics. The Suns, a game behind the Kings in the West, were home against their rivals. Kevin Durant watched from the bench. Fourth quarter, Devin Booker padding his stat line.
Booker with five on the shot clock. Dribbling against Terrence Davis. Gets Davis off his feet. Puts up the jumper and drills it. Nothing but the bottom of the net for D-Book.
The call on KMVP. Booker dropped 32 points. Chris Paul had 19 assists. Suns beat the Kings 120-109. More NBA. The Clippers took down the Warriors 134-124. Kawhi Leonard led all scorers with 33 points. College hoops. Unranked Syracuse hosted 23rd-ranked North Carolina State.
Loose ball collected Bell. Three to shoot. Now here's Edwards with two. He'll launch. Got it!
Our thanks to the ACC Network. Syracuse's Jesse Edwards knocking down a three ball in the second half. A triple-double for the Wolfpack's Jarkel Joyner wasn't enough to fend off the Orange, a 75-72 upset winner over NC State. Elsewhere, fifth-ranked Kansas took down Oklahoma State, 87-76. NFL, another member of the Eagles coaching staff, is moving up. Defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon landed the head coaching spot with the Arizona Cardinals. Balk! That's something MLB says you'll be hearing more of this season when pitchers violate stricter pitch timing rules. Also new in 2023, the banning of the defensive shift, bigger bases, and restrictions on when position players are allowed to take the mound. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tuesday night basketball finals in girls play. Hanover took Washington County 59-25. Axtell over Troy 49-46. Clifton Clyde topped Valley Heights girls 56-39. Frankfort beat Onega 38-20. Centralia over Blue Valley 66-47. Chapman girls down Rock Creek 51-43. Hayes over Abilene 52-23. Phillipsburg down Concordia 64-38. And Wamego took Clay Center 52-23. Boys action, Hanover topped Washington County 58-25. Axtell over Troy, 72-47. Clifton Clyde beat Valley Heights, 69-45. Onega boys took Frankfort, 50-47. Centralia down Blue Valley, 61-50. Wamego over Clay Center, 49-35. And Hayes took Abilene, 60-44.
The Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff. Before we take a look. Markets as we lead into today. Here's how we closed. For March, 682 and two and a quarter, 2.75. May corn, 6.75. That's down 2.5. Soybean, 1537, your final price. around 5 1/4. May soybeans. See, and that's. $4.82.5. That's down $2.09. Bean oil for March, $60.40. Your final price. That's May soybean oil, $60.53. 29 cents. March wheat final, 86. That's down 6. And May wheat, 3/4. And that's down 4. Spring wheat, 32. Your
We are aware of the buffering issues on Mid-America News and Ag Reports. They're going through some technical issues, the Mid-America Ag and News Network creating those buffering issues.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale Wednesday, February 15th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. We'll have 41 fancy Angus and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45-day-old calves by side. There'll be 16 red Angus first calf heifers with 30 to 45-day-old calves. 30 fancy Angus and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for late February, March calves. There'll be 16 Hereford first and second calf heifers. They'll be bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for March and April calving. We'll have a herd dispersal of 45 gentle, home-raised, purebred, red and roan short-horned cows. They'll be 2 years to short and solid. Be bred to short-horned bulls for late February to April calves. There'll be 80 black cows. They'll be 5 years to older, bred to Charolais bulls for late February, March calving. There'll be 225 choice black and black white faced red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll be bred for March and April calves. We'll also have 100 black white faced cows, 4 to 8 years old. They'll have October to December calves by side. Also offered will be 2 shorthorn bulls. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 15th at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Research involving gene editing in swine has led to numerous human medicine breakthroughs. From K-State, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Randall Prather leads a team of researchers at the University of Missouri that works in this area and explains why pigs serve as better research candidates.
Swine are really the optimal species for many human conditions. A lot of research has been done on mice, for example. Unfortunately, they're not able to answer a lot of the important questions. Cystic fibrosis. This is caused by a mutation in a gene called CFTR. It pulls out a single amino acid. 15% of the people with cystic fibrosis have meconiumelias. This is a mucus plug in the intestine. There's a blockage of the gallbladder, blockage of the bile duct, blockage of the pancreatic duct, and after that, they get lung disease. Well, when we made that same mutation that occurs in people, in pigs, 100% of them had all the symptoms that people get. So now the physicians have something that they can go in invasively and monitor development and progression of disease in a way that just wasn't possible prior to this.
He shares insight on the fluorescent pigs that his lab created for medical research specifically.
If you go to the aquarium and you see the jellyfish and they turn on the UV light, the jellyfish fluoresce. Well, so we've taken the page of the blueprints out of the jellyfish and modified it a little bit and put it in the pig. And now we have pigs that when you turn on the UV light, those cells fluoresce. People like to use them for tracking studies. So one example that I like to get is if you're studying retinal damage in humans, you take a pig and you damage the retina to simulate what happens in people. And then you want to do a stem cell therapy. You'll take these cells and you'll transfer them in the eye. And then you'll determine later that, yeah, it repaired the condition. The pig can now see, well, you can take that eye, put it on the microscope, turn on the UV light, the cells fluoresce, and you know, oh, the treatment works.
Prather goes on to share a real-life example of this research's impact.
Baby Owen was a child that had a valve replaced in his heart. A few years before that, Conrad from University Medical School, South Carolina, came to us and he said, you know, we have a problem when a baby's born and they need a new valve. We can put a new valve in, but the valves don't grow. So as the baby grows, we have to go back and do repeated surgeries. He says, I have this idea that if we take a bigger piece of the heart, that the valves will grow. And he said, I want to use your green pigs for this. And so we sent him some of our green pigs, and he did pig-to-pig transplants. And we get this email back saying, nobody has ever seen this before, the valves grow. A month later, we get an email saying that the surgeons at Duke found out about it, and they had a baby born that needed new valves, and they did this partial heart transplant. And it was a success. But then right before Christmas, I got an email from my collaborator at Medical School of South Carolina, and it's a picture of Baby Owen. And he said, Baby Owen gets to celebrate his first Christmas because of the work that we've done.
Once again, that was Randall Prather from the University of Missouri sharing information on swine genetics research for human medicine. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day, and they are accepting early consignments for a Thursday sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Contact any of their field men or call the sale barn for more details.
Selling at the Triornic Simmental's 48th annual production sale will be 140 performance-tested Simmental, Sim Angus, Angus, and Red Angus bulls, as well as 20 select females, Sunday, February 19th. The sale begins at 1 p.m. this year, with lunch beginning at 11. If you can't make it, sure to watch and register on dvauction.com, where bidding is free. It's a great selection of bulls that will no doubt add profitability to your operation. It's the 48th annual Triornic Simmental's production sale, Sunday, February 19th. 15th at 1 p.m.
.730 from KNDY. Calm before the storm, cloudy, 32 degrees this morning. We received a pretty good rainfall yesterday. All of that rain is going to change to snow by Thursday. In fact, late today, snow developing, and they're forecasting anywhere from 4 to 6 inches to our south, 6 to 8 inches to our north. We're kind of right on that dividing line if everything holds true, along with gusty north winds creating visibility and travel issues perhaps into midday Thursday.
Return on investment is a calculation many of us should do when planning our springtime garden. Some tips for keeping expenses to a minimum today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 15th, the 46th day of the year. Famed astronomer Galileo and suffragist Susan B. Anthony were both born on this day. It'll soon be time to start seeds indoors for the spring garden. That's one way to keep costs down when growing your own food. Here's a few more suggested by our readers. Consider sharing seed packets with your neighbors. One packet usually has more than you'll need. Make seed starting containers from recycled household items, egg cartons, takeout food containers, yogurt cups, and more. Make your own plant markers. Unused slats from window blinds work well. And everyday kitchen scraps can fortify your soil. Eggshells, banana peels, and coffee grounds are all good sources of nutrients. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Down in the state of Oklahoma with Kansas Jayhawks on the road to the Oklahoma as they pull off the victory 87-76. Also moving up to the number 5 slot in the national AP. A big night for Grady Dick at the number 4 guard as he put with 3 rebounds and 3 assists. Kevin McCullough also scored with 8 assists in the game. Jalen Wilson in the hoop with second half, putting up a 9-point margin. The Jayhawks are back in action on set at home to take on the number 9 at Baylor Bears. We tip off at 3. In-state Wildcat basketball, they've now fell 2 games in a row. Oklahoma Sooners, as the Sooners top the Wildcats at 5. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball finals in girls play. Hanover took Washington County 59-25. Axtell over Troy 49-46. Clifton Clyde topped Valley Heights girls 56-39. Frankfort beat Onega 38-20. Centralia over Blue Valley 66-47. Chapman girls downed Rock Creek 51-43. Hayes over Abilene, 52-23. Phillipsburg down Concordia, 64-38. And Wamego took Clay Center, 52-23. Boys action, Hanover top Washington County, 58-25. Axtell over Troy, 72-47. Clifton Clyde beat Valley Heights, 69-45. Onega boys took Frankfort, 50-47. Centralia down Blue Valley, 61-50. Wamego over Clay Center, 49-35. And Hayes took Abilene, 60-44.
KNDY.
Woke up late today and I still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed through the mess and put a smile on my face. I got a little bit stronger. Riding in the car to work and I'm trying to ignore the hurt, so I turned on the radio. Stupid song to it for a minute, but then I